Poll, Media's All-Out Assault on Trump Only Hurts Trust in Journalists. By John Nolte on February 13, 2019. Polling proves that public trust in the establishment media has collapsed in every imaginable way during Trump's presidency. There is no doubt anymore that corporate media's ongoing assault against President Trump has backfired in a way that journalists will never recover from. An IBD/TIP poll asked about the public's perception of the mainstream news media and found that fully half the country says its trust in the media decreased over the past 2 years, while only 8% say they have more trust in the media. Inside that overall number, the poll finds a plurality of independents. 49% have lost trust in the media over the last 2 years, along with 81% of Republicans, who already had a pretty low opinion of this wretched institution. In worse news, for the media, more than two-thirds of the public, a whopping 69%, believe the establishment media are more concerned with advancing its points of view rather than reporting all the facts. Only 29% disagree. What's more, nearly half, 43%, of Democrats agree with that statement, along with an incredible 72% of independents and 95% of Republicans. When asked if media coverage is designed to delegitimize the views held by President Trump and his supporters, nearly 6 in 10, 59%, agreed, including 60% of independents and 93% of Republicans. The media's nonstop lying and fake news stories about the Russia collusion hoax has also backfired. A majority of 53% now believe the media prematurely declared President Trump guilty of collusion with Russia without sufficient evidence. This includes 55% of independents and even 22% of Democrats, which is more than 1 in 5. To recap, during Trump's presidency, 50% have lost trust in the media. 69% do not believe the media are fact-driven. 59% say the media have an agenda is to delegitimize Trump. 53% believe the media prematurely smeared Trump as a Russian spy. If there is one takeaway from this poll, it is that the public now sees through the media and that establishment pundits and reporters have lost all of their moral authority. And now that the media's Russia collusion hoax is unraveling right before our eyes, that number is only going to get worse as Democrats are forced to come to terms with the fact that the media have cynically led them on for 2 years. There is also the unreported fact that, by every historical standard, Trump is doing a superb job as president. The economy is humming, the world is more stable, and rather than entangling ourselves in stupid wars, we are disentangling ourselves. In other words, Americans are enjoying their first taste of peace and prosperity since September 11, 2001. The media's hate campaign against Trump, a campaign waged with fake news, conspiracy theories, bigotry, and flat-out lies, has only resulted in a backlash against this very same media. In an effort to destroy Trump, this deeply corrupted and unethical institution is only destroying itself. The good news is the media will never change. As public opinion has turned against them, rather than do the mature thing and do a better job, they have all retreated to live within their own heads. If you think the media's self-defeating jihad is bad now, just wait until the 2020 presidential campaign kick in. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.